This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Nuggets star center Nikola Jokic will not be playing in tonight's game against the reigning Milwaukee Bucks. This will be the fourth game Jokic has missed due to a wrist injury. Tip-off is at 7 tonight. A Metro Denver food bank has launched a new program to help Afghan refugees feed their families. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the effort.
Thornton-based Food for Hope says it's boxed up dozens of meals for families who fled Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal this fall. Chief Executive Emily Stromquist says the effort came together quickly, but has been rewarding. They're working with the International Rescue Committee to deliver food through the holidays.
So we're trying to just make some specialized, culturally sensitive food boxes for them once a month, and so that they can give them out to their families as they, you know, welcome them to new housing situations.
The state's refugee services program estimates between 1 and 2,000 Afghans will resettle in Denver and Colorado Springs by the end of this year. Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Close to 90% of Colorado is experiencing a moderate drought or worse. That includes Denver, Arapahoe, and some of Boulder County. The U.S. Drought Monitor map shows the worst conditions plague three of the state's corners. That's where extreme drought continues in Moffett, Montezuma, and Baca counties. Some areas of the eastern plains are also in extreme drought, which means poor pasture conditions and struggling crops. This is CPR News. We'll continue with All Things Considered up next. Thank you for joining us this evening.